You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Out of the glass, reminding me to hit that button. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate that. Spencer, once again, directing the ship here today.
Back once again.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Love Fridays.
Fridays are great.
This is a football Friday, too.
It is. It is.
This is the first real fall feeling football Friday there is.
Yeah, it's like, it was, what, 46 degrees when I got up this morning, and a little bit of sun out there, it looks like. Had some rain, but this weekend looks fantastic.
Looks good.
For football.
Looks great.
Iowa State's on the road, but the Hawkeyes are back at Kinnick.
Back at Kinnick as Iowa takes on Purdue. We'll talk about that. We're going to pick all those games on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 as Dave will join us coming up in just a little bit, about 40 past the hour here today. And as always, we are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class each and every day. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DePaco.com. Also, we've got a Cedar Ridge Bourbon giveaway, our final one of the week, and we will do that before 4 o'clock today. The coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us, and we will talk basketball media days for this week. As Iowa State held their media day, Iowa held their media day. He was also at a couple other Midwestern schools for their media days. Tis the season, I guess, indeed. As we're about, I didn't see John Rothstein's tweet today because he always tweets out in the morning how many days till the college basketball. If you don't know, Spencer, I am a college basketball junkie.
I am as well.
I love college basketball. I am not an NBA guy.
I want to say November. Both Iowa teams, meaning the Hawkeyes, have scrimmages around that November 4th,
yep.
November 5th.
I think November 5th.
That's the exhibition, and then I think a couple days later is the start. So
Longwood, I believe it is.
Yep. Yeah. Truman State, I think, for the Iowa women.
So. Ah, yes.
There you go.
Truman State. They have a good program, though, a D2 program down there,
yeah,
in Kirksville. So that'll be fun. And I enjoy the D2s getting a chance to play the D1s. It's good for their recruiting. It's good for their budgets. It's good for everything out there. So I look forward to those games.
Yeah, it's some D3 schools get in on the action to have their exhibition games against big-time D1 schools. I know in Wisconsin, the Badgers traditionally play one of the WIC small D3 schools, and my alma mater, UW-Oshkosh, has had a chance to play in Madison, as has Platteville and Whitewater.
Yep.
And River Falls, they each get their turn against the Badgers. Oftentimes it doesn't go well, but you never know. Sometimes there's an upset.
Yeah, you and I still plays. They played Co during the regular season. Yeah. They've got a couple of D3s there and ready to go. Speaking of Co, our Mark Dukes joining us from his home on the southwest side for this Friday edition of the program. Is Co? I don't think Co's playing. I know you and I, Mark, is playing one of the D3 American River Conference schools. I'd have to check if it's Co this year.
I don't know for sure. It's still football season in many respects for me. John Rothstein tweeting this morning, 25 days.
Thank you, Mark.
Until the start of college basketball. And thanks for letting me crash the party, guys.
Oh, we always let you crash.
You're the official co-host, Mark.
You're the life of the party.
Hey, COE host, right?
Speaking of which, we have buried the lead today, and that is the fact that I received a phone call over the noon hour today from league secretary Mike Hoskins. I immediately passed this news on to Mark, and we have to put this out here on the Gym Class program because this is huge news as far as Bowling Night in America is concerned. Huge news for Bowling Night in America fans. The jacket is coming home. It is coming home. As Mark knows, we bowled lousy against the night we were going to bowl our rivals, our friendly rivals, the Pin Pals. Ended up that they had a COVID tracing situation. They could not be there that night. They made it up. We thought there was no way we could have won because we bowled lousy. Well, they bowled lousier.
Wow.
We have the jacket, Mark.
I was shocked when you gave me the news because I remember that Thursday, you complaining about how awful the Rusty Nails bowled. And you did. Somehow the pen pals, I spent the night in the gutter or something. I don't know. But we ended up on the positive end of things.
Now, we don't physically have the jacket yet. So I'm putting that. That's why I'm putting this out there, because I know they are all very frequent listeners to the program. So yeah, get that jacket ready, get it clean, whatever you have to do to get it ready for the handoff. We will fully anticipate that next Wednesday night at May City Bowl for Bowling Night in America. So hallelujah, the jacket is back.
I think we've had one of the pen pals weighing in on the text line, 2258. I'm not surprised. You guys weren't even there and got in our heads.
Yeah, well, it happens. It happens. We are that good at mental games. No, we are not. We're actually not very good at mental games. We have fun. That's the name of the game as far as bowling is concerned. Kevin Lehman, the coach, is going to join us. We're going to talk Iowa-Purdue coming up with you as well. It is week number 8 of the high school football season. As we mentioned, coming up tonight, CRM Live Sports. John and I will be out at John Wall Field, as it'll be Prairie entertaining Iowa City West. We'll be on the air at approximately 7:15 for that one. Senior night out there tonight for the Prairie Hawks. Always a very good rivalry between West High and Prairie, so looking forward to bringing you that. Again, that will be at about 7:15. But we wanted to talk specifically, Mark, on this Week 8. It's a very historic, melancholy night tonight for the Marion Wolves, as they will be playing their final game tonight at, as John calls it, bucolic Thomas Park Field in Marion. As next year, of course, they are moving to an on-campus stadium. That is the plan anyway, as of this point. I can't imagine why that would not be the case. But you and I were trying to figure out how long Marion has played football at Thomas Park, at the Thomas Park Stadium. But tonight will be the last varsity contest.
Scheduled to be anyway, you know, if there's a construction delay or something.
Sure.
You know, you might have a game next fall, but it's the last scheduled game at Thomas Park. And I spent a bit of time today on Gazette Archives. It's a very easy searchable thing that through the Cedar Rapids Library. But I traced games for Marion football back to the 1920s and 30s.
Oh wow.
And I'm not sure if it was Thomas Park was referred to in the game stories. I'm not sure if it was the same exact site. I have to think it was. But, yeah, we're talking about 90 to 100 years they've been playing home football games at Thomas Park. They're right off First Avenue in Marion. And I know they've had some ceremonies earlier this week, excuse me, to do a variety of things, unveiling of the new mascot and whatnot. They have Hall of Fame ceremonies tonight. And you've covered plenty of games out there, Scott. I did too. And I just remember 1980 when Marion was on its way to the state championship. And I think every other game, at least, I covered for Marion because they were so good and did end up winning the state championship under Bob Thurness and great assistants, Larry Perkins and Lloyd Schaefer and Dick Sloan. And Dave Messley was winning about 100 games in a row at the sophomore level. And maybe not 100, but a bunch. But a lot of great memories out there at Marion. The program has produced the Gazette's first male athlete of the year, Todd Twachtman.
That's right.
A terrific multi-sport athlete. Kerry Bender, who set Division III rushing records at Coe College, played, had a cup of coffee in the NFL. Ron Gator, a lineman at Iowa, and I think he might have played in the NFL for a bit. But and now I'm going to forget somebody. Men, they start listing players and whatnot. But a lot of great memories out there, Scott.
Yeah, if you want to go look, all the jerseys are lined up of NFL players outside the Marion Gymnasium in the high school. But I did not realize it went back 90 to 100 years at Thomas Park. I just thought it was maybe 60, 70, whatnot. But now that's going to at least scheduled to come to an end tonight when Marion takes on Mason City. By the way, I think this is probably the first meeting ever between Marion and Mason City well. In football with the new classification system going on. But memories of Thomas Park, if you'd like to throw those down the line, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Some great games, some great individuals out there. And always remember climbing up the very narrow stairs in the back of the press. Spencer is laughing because he knows exactly what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I've never been to this field, and I am not a fan of certain press boxes because of the stairway system.
Yeah, it was
up to the press box.
It was an interesting trip up the two floors right there. You made many trips because you didn't want to take too much equipment up at one time because it was that narrow. Mark knows those stairs. You know those stairs, right, Mark?
I do. Didn't particularly like them, but I remember one night out there, and it was a rainy night, and of course the parking areas were grass. Maybe they still are. I don't know, but it rained so hard, and during that time, you know, close up, do the interviews, drive back to the Gazette office, and write the story because we had plenty of time. The deadline. Deadlines weren't what they are now. I got stuck. I didn't get stuck. The car, my vehicle got stuck so much rain and created mud, of course. But some of the good folks at Marion helped push me out, and off I went.
Yeah. 9843 lets us know that this is going to be the last game, period, because they are going to break ground for the new elementary school that's going to go out. On that site. So, yeah, this is going to be it. If it's not ready next year, I have no idea where they're going to play, but it will not be at Thomas Park. And no,
that's
80.
That's a good point. An elementary school is going to be on that grounds.
True. And 8879, we are not getting into the nicknames and the logos and everything. We went down that road when it was changed and changed it again and changed for a second time. But at any rate, tonight, Marion will have their final varsity football game at Thomas Park Stadium. So enjoy it, Marion fans out there, and hopefully they'll come away with a victory in the last game out there. Before we get to a break, one thing we'll always remember is that, and you remember this as well, Mark, the tradition for the Marion varsity team, they did not show up. They went to the school, and just ahead of the end of the preceding game, they would bus in down the hill from the high school and get off the bus and go right onto the playing surface.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, the new stadium is going to serve Marion very well. It's going to be adjacent to the high school, as I understand it. And you know, for years and years and years and decades, they would have to bus from the school to the stadium. Not very far, but far enough. Lug all the equipment down there and everything that goes into a football game. But it's going to be much more convenient and I would say nicer for the football program and track program, whatever else is going to be competing at that new stadium. But Thomas Park Field has served Marion well I think, as well.
I would agree. 319-366-1600. Need to get to a break. Remember, before 4 o'clock, we have your chance to win from Cedar Ridge Brewery, as we will have our final Cedar Ridge Bourbon Swag Bag. It is filled with a $50 Cedar Ridge Distillery gift card, as well as a couple of glasses, as well as a hat from Cedar Ridge Distillery. And we will have that before 4 o'clock coming up today. We're going to take a short break, come back. Kevin Lehman is going to join us, and we'll talk a little college hoops with you. And we'll do it after this here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
We all love the weekend. and you can become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest-scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotions section. Then pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week. And if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. That's right, $50,000. Plus, hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account and try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. New to BetMGM? Download the app today and make weekend football even better. Become a weekend warrior only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
it's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Back with you on the Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. Spencer with me here in the studio running the dials as we take you through the Friday edition of the program. We've got the Cedar Ridge giveaway. We've got our Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up in a little bit as well. And also, don't want to forget that we've got courtesy of Double Z's Bar and Grill on Ellis Boulevard. What to look for tonight? We'll talk about that before 4 o'clock. But Kevin Lehman joining us right now as we get closer and closer to the college basketball season. As we said earlier on in the program, tis the season for college basketball media day sessions. And Iowa and Iowa State both had theirs this week, as well as some of the other schools around the Midwest that Kevin ventured off to take in. And it's 25 days, Kevin. John Rothstein reminded us of that number earlier on today. But it's here. Practice is underway, and it's the ready and go time for media days, right?
Yeah, Scott. John has a countdown every day, I noticed on his tweets. But optimistic time of year, as you go around to these media days, everybody's excited. And a lot of, you know, the youth gives you a lot of freshness in these programs also.
Scott and Kevin, to answer a question we posed at the top of the show, Cole will play Drake University this year in Des Moines, I think the first meeting ever. So there's your answer, Scott.
All right, very good. Not playing UNI this year, but playing Drake over in Des Moines. So, but I know UNI is playing some D3s, a couple of them this year. So,
yeah, Scott, they're playing. They picked up University of Dubuque, where Robbie Severdine coaches, you know, the ex UNI player, and then they also picked up Wartburg. And I think one of the things you see Belmont entering this league next year, if the Valley goes to a 20-game schedule, it will ease that non-conference scheduling that teams like Drake and Northern Iowa face.
True, true. And I hope they do go to a double round robin. I think that's probably the way it should be, especially getting Belmont a couple of times. Well, let's start in Iowa City earlier this week. Iowa picked ninth as far as the media poll going into the 21-22 season. I got a feeling, though, Fran McCaffrey does not buy that. I think he likes this team. What did you take away from media day session in Iowa City?
Well, the first thing when you see them, again, great length in the front line, which all of Fran's teams have been known for. And this team has some depth. But as Fran pointed out to me, that there was a big hole in the middle where guards used to be. You know, they can always throw it to that guy at the end of the shot clock, and he's going to get a bucket or get fouled. And the other thing I noticed, too, is you know, the loss of three-point shooting with Wieskamp, Garza, Frederick, those guys were all mid-40s from three, and the only guy that shoots it, Bohannon, you know, shoots it really well. After that, they've got some guys that have to improve in that area because McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey, those guys are only shooting in the high 20s, so they're going to have to step up and be able to make threes to help this team.
Kevin, I'm on record as not being a big guy on starting lineups, but you got to have one. And Fran McCaffrey indicated his son Connor may be coming off the bench this year. So where does that leave things? To me, it looks like Toussaint, Bohannon, and Keegan Murray are given. From there, what do you think?
Well, I think you're right on with those three, Mark. And then I would probably throw Patrick McCaffrey in there. Now, he's been fighting some ankle injuries. He injured one, then he injured the other. And I hope it wasn't from doing those Fabio pizza commercials that he did for name, image, and likeness. But I think you're going to see this team play a lot of small ball with the North Dakota transfer, Philip Rabasha, in there as a five. Although I think he's more of a true four. But I think you'll see you'll play him quite a bit. And the guy that I really liked was the freshman, Riley Mulvey. He can pass it. He can put it in the floor a little bit. He just needs some more strength to battle his other bigs in the Big Ten. And Ugandale is a little bit of still a work in process. He's gotten his weight down. He's a guy that they can use, you know, a few minutes a half. But I look for this Iowa team to play a lot of small ball, especially early in this season.
I also expect this team to get up and down the floor a whole lot more than what we've seen. Obviously, with Luka Garza, you wanted to get the ball inside. The ball had to go inside the last few years. And I think this team's going to press a little bit more this year as well. Your thoughts on that?
I think you're right on. Because the day I was there, they were working on some multiple pressures. And you're going to see them play full court and kind of play around with that first pass where they're going to trap it, back off, playing the pass lane. This team has the length. If they play more of a positionless basketball with Rabasha at that five-man, it'll spread out the court. So it's going to be a completely different look than what you saw last year with Garza in the middle and, of course, sometimes stepping out. But I think it's going to open up driving lanes for this team. This is more of a slashing team with length. Can they finish at the rim? I think they're going to do that. So to complement that with some three-point shooting, they're going to really need that. But this is going to be a much different style of play that we've seen during the Luka Garza era.
Kevin, I've been asked multiple times, and I don't have an answer. Maybe you do, about Chris Murray. Scott saw him and Keegan plenty of times at Prairie. But what is Chris ready for the rotation, and what would he bring to the Hawkeyes?
I think that's one of the big question marks. Is Chris Murray, can he step in that rotation, and can the freshman Sanford help him too? Because that he gives them some shooting. So I didn't get a good enough feel on where Chris was at in the time that I saw him. But here's another one for you, Mark. They got to get a bucket getter. So can Keegan Murray step up and be that guy that can get you a basket in late shot clock situations, a guy who can put the ball in his hands, let him create and get his own shot, because they're going to have that without, and as Fran alluded to that too, you know, we could throw it to the big guy last year. They don't have that luxury. So the big thing about this team, both Mark and Scott, is there's such a change in roles. Bohannon from the point to the two, Keegan Murray has to step up and be a finisher for them. So that's why, again, it's going to be a really different-looking team that we've seen the last two and a half years.
Kevin Lehman joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Speaking of different teams we've seen, that's T.J. Otzelberger, new coach. You start there in Ames with Iowa State. They had their media day a couple days ago. You were over there. Expectations are not high for this team. In fact, they're picked 10th out of 10 in the Big 12. And especially with everything going on involving Xavier Foster, surrounding that, what is the situation around Iowa State men's basketball right now? What was the vibe that you were getting?
Well, the feeling I got, Scott, was this is all about setting the culture for T.J. Osselberg with his team. And, you know, Xavier Foster dismissed, really didn't specify the reasons, but they're talking about trying to get a culture established, the way they want to play. They're going to play with a lot of pressure. They did mention that. They've got some tools, though. Now, Brockington from the Penn State transfer, we know Kalshier from Minnesota shot it real well his first 2 years at Minnesota, struggled last year. He likes the Henson kid that didn't play last year, that the transfer from Ole Miss. But when you look at that roster, I don't see anybody that would start for those top three teams, which would be Kansas, Texas, and Baylor. They just don't have a lot of talent right now, and they don't have a lot of depth. But I think they want to be that team that's kind of a spoiler, the team that you don't want to play because they're going to have some grit about them. And the other concern I have is you only have one point guard in the freshman Hunter, only one true point guard. They're trying to get Jackson a little bit of that point position. So that's a concern for me because, boy, I remember as a coach, when you have don't have enough point guards and you're relying on a freshman point guard, that becomes a concern because it's a brutal league in the Big 12.
Well, Otzelberger had great things to say about Tyrese Hunter, the freshman. What do you know about him? Is he capable of steering the ship?
Well, I think he is. You know, he was highly ranked as a recruit come out of Racine St. Catharines, and I had recruited some players out there when I was at UNI. That is a excellent basketball program. And Iowa State's had a great pipeline of Wisconsin players. You go down the list of guys that came out of Wisconsin and were the cardinal and gold for them. Yeah, this kid can get it done. You know, the concern is, does he wear out not only mentally but physically through the long grind of a Big 12 season? That's why you need some backup guys there. And you're going to see them play a little bit, too, with the positions of basketball and use different guys to start their offense. But he's more aggressive than some of those point guards we've seen in the past, and Tyrese Hunter and guys like that, because this is an attack-the-rim type of point guard. And Hunter, they really like his attitude and what he brings to the table. So it was a big coup for T.J. Osselberger to keep him when Steve Prohm was released, because that was their number one he was their best recruit that they had, and it built the team around him is what T.J. wants to do.
Where else were you this week taking in basketball and media days?
Well, I stopped over at Creighton to see my old colleague, Greg McDermott. He's got a very young team, very talented team. And I asked him about the transfer portal. He said, once you start going transfer portal, you got to keep doing it. So he brought in, I think, two transfers, but he brought in a slug of highly ranked freshmen. This is the best recruiting class in the history of Creighton when you look at where these kids were ranked. He really likes his team also. And then on the way back, I stopped in to see Darren DeVries and the Drake Bulldogs. And I was a little disappointed to see Matt Orlander had them ranked, I think, 72nd in his ranking of 1 through 358. And yes, there are 358 Division One teams now, guys. But he had them 72nd. They got everybody back except Yesup, who went to Kansas, and they bring in Tucker DeVries, a top 110 recruit. I really like what I'm seeing from that Drake team.
With Drake, they're not going to be able to jump up and surprise people this year. You know, like it or not, Darren's going to have a little bit more of a target on the back of the Bulldogs this year.
Yeah, you know what else he did, Scott, which I was glad to see him do? He upgraded his schedule. So he's in a tournament where they're going to face off against Belmont. You know, it's going to join the league next year. Belmont has everybody back, like 95% of their points on a team that won 26, 27 games. And they play Clemson on a neutral court. So he's got a chance. These Valley teams have a chance to build a pretty good net in November and December. And they're dangerous teams because they're all older. Northern Iowa, Drake, Loyola, Missouri State, they all have guys that are fifth-year seniors. And I think D.J. Wilkins, the guard from Drake, his birthday was yesterday. He turned 24 years old, guys. 24 years old.
That used to be like a rarity in all college athletics, and now it's becoming more commonplace. I mean, you got Australian punters that are 24 up and down the line. Well, you're going to have that with the transfer portal now.
Yeah, and I Tucker DeVries, I said, how old are you? And he's 18. So there's 6 years difference between a number of these Drake players and Tucker DeVries. I think that's really, it may be the new norm, but that's something we haven't seen in quite some time, or maybe ever before in college basketball.
I love it. I love it. 25 days, you say.
It's coming, Scott, before you know it. Then we're going to have some exhibitions before that. So they're going to be tipping it off sooner than we think.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have you on again on a weekly basis, thanks to Chris. And looking forward to that as we get into the month of November, only about 3 weeks away. But, hey, yeah, Kevin.
My last thought, guys, was that this would be a great year for the Big Four Classic.
Oh, man.
Drake and you and I are so good. It would have been a great battle if they still would have had that tournament.
All you're doing is stirring that up again, stirring the pot up.
Yeah.
All right. And
I don't think it's going to happen, though, guys. I don't think we're going to see Iowa and Iowa State play Valley teams anymore.
No, and it's a shame. It is a shame. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here on the Gym Class Friday edition right here on KGYM. We're going to get the panel together coming up in a few minutes, but before that, and before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, we've got one more of our terrific Cedar Ridge Bourbon swag bags, and it's got a $50 Cedar Ridge Winery and Distillery gift card, as well as a Cedar Ridge Distillery hat and some glasses in there. We've been giving them away all week, and we've got one more to give away right now. Ben is ready to go. Give him a call. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. And thanks to Cedar Ridge. Go visit them down by Swisher. Great people down there, and they do a fantastic job. Award-winning Cedar Ridge bourbon made with locally grown Iowa corn from up in Buchanan County up in Winthrop. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you will pick that up. Sorry, Spencer, you are not eligible. One more time.
I've been told that.
Okay, but
I'm aware.
We got to get you some of that. That's good stuff. Yeah. That is good stuff.
Please hook me up.
I will hook you up. All right, Mark. While we're waiting for our winner, I will throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update.
You got it. They're in the last minute of regulation time at Grant Field in Iowa City. Number 1 Iowa, number 2 Michigan, facing off on in field hockey. Iowa has just, or a couple minutes ago, tied this match 1-1, 2:45 left in regulation, but it remains 1-1 with less than 30 seconds left, as it should be when number 1 and number 2 meet. And by the way, just watching in the Big Ten Network, big crowd.
Yeah.
And members of many other athletic teams at the University of Iowa in attendance. So, little help for you fantasy football players. Nick Chubb, the Cleveland running back, and Christian McCaffrey, the Carolina running back, both ruled out for this weekend's games. And the championship series begins tonight in the American League. Boston will be at Houston, 6:30 with the pregame on all 4 of our frequencies.
Yep, looking forward to that coming up tonight. And, of course, week 8 of the high school football season. Final week of the regular season for the 2A's, 1A's, A's, and 8-man football teams tonight. They have 32 team playoff fields. Keep that in mind. One more week for 5A, 4A, and 3A in the regular season. Very confusing, isn't it? Spencer is looking confused. First year they've tried this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin, it's week 9, and tonight is playoff palooza in Wisconsin.
Ah.
And for the first time ever in Wisconsin, the brackets are being seeded by computer.
Oh, dear Lord.
This is done because the seeding meetings happened on a Saturday, and, certain coaches are paired up with other coaches, and you have conferences coming together,
What?
Conference pride, this conference, there's 3 teams for this conference. We don't want this outsider team to get a better seed than
never,
us.
Never, never happens.
It never happens.
That usually sounds like old-time wrestling seeding meetings here in Iowa.
So it is playoff palooza up in the Badger State. I know that.
Excellent. So. Excellent. And a great night for that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll let you know who our winner is. We'll get Dave on the line, and we'll have our Emil's Hideaway pick 6 for you coming up right after this here on KGYM.
When we first came here, we missed my food from home. I thought Jamaican food would work real well.
We're talking with Robert McLean about his big dream. Midwest One Bank got him started with a home equity loan, checking, credit cards, a commercial real estate loan, and more.
Midwest One Bank make it very easy for me to get a loan.
Robert now owns a restaurant.
And I decided to call it Island Vibes. And people line up, and they love our food. Come to Island Vibes.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Would you rather pay for software just once? Or every month forever? Then make sure your business is ready for the next Microsoft licensing change, or you could be switched to a monthly charge and there'll be no going back. Network Computer Solutions can get you upgraded on time so you can beat those monthly fees. But contact them right away to get on their schedule. Go to ncsei.com. Friendly local Network Computer Solutions.
Let's get one thing straight. There's no one dedicated to getting it done like Cross Country Mortgage. They've got the best closers in the game, full stop. Who else do you know that can close a home in 21 days or less? With the team chemistry the Cross Country Mortgage loan officers have, a homeowning win couldn't be more certain. We're talking every type of loan, reno, refi, jumbo, and more. Visit ccm.com to close your mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, dedicated to getting it done.
Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, equal housing opportunity.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That means you can get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart batteries, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are back in the gym class for a Friday here in KGYM at 3:41, and congratulations going out to Lynn from Hiawatha. He is the winner of our final Cedar Ridge Bourbon swag bag, and congratulations out there to Lynn. Thanks to everybody at Cedar Ridge for letting us have this giveaway this week. They do a fantastic job. Visit them as often as you can down by Swisher. We mentioned coming up tonight for you, and brought to you by the Double Z Bar and Grill on Ellis Boulevard. Baseball this evening, as it will be game one of the American League Championship Series. We've got it for you at 6:30 as well in all four of our frequencies. It'll be the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros going at it tonight. I think Chris Sale gets the ball this evening as well. All right, time to make some picks. It is our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall behind Taco John's and next to Home Depot. Mr. Perfect is on the line with us, Dave Alec from Emil's. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
You bounce back in a big way, my man.
I could feel you guys nipping at my heels.
Now, I've got to interject something here.
Go ahead.
All right. Dave was 6-0. You and I were both 3-3. Three games, Scott, you can circle. Oklahoma and Texas. Oklahoma's going in for a winning field goal. Great. My Texas pick is going to cover. No, they score on a last-second rushing touchdown. And two other games decided by a half a point.
Hey, you were the you were the one that said put the hooks in there, Mark.
And Dave wisely played the hooks correctly.
Not everything ends beautifully. Ask the San Francisco Giants. Yes, America, that was not, he did not go around, but not the first.
No check swing.
No, not the first championship game to ever be decided in that fashion. All right, Mark, go ahead.
All right, Dave is going to bat leadoff on his 6-0 week. By the way, Dave holds a 5-game lead over Scott and a 6-game lead over yours truly. First game up, Michigan State visits Indiana, and Michigan State is a 4.5-point favorite. Dave.
For the second straight week, Michigan State will take their unbeaten record on the road following a 31-13 win at Rutgers. Indiana, meanwhile, follows a 24-0 loss at Penn State with a bye last week. Michigan State, ranked number 10 in the polls, is averaging over 36 points per game and nearly 500 yards total offense. Mel Tucker, the Spartans' second-year coach, has directed them to one of the most impressive turnarounds in the country. Michigan State has covered the spread in five of their six games. Indiana is 3-12 their last 15 games at home against teams with a winning streak of three games or more. Give me Sparty to win and cover.
Scott.
All great points, Dave, except for the fact this Michigan State team is not quite as good as they have been. And you're giving me 4.5 points with a team in Indiana that was talked about to be one of the top teams in the Big Ten East. I think Indiana is going to get well this week. I am going to take the Hoosiers and gladly gobble up those 4.5 points.
I was unaware that the nation's leading rusher is going to play in this game. That's freshman Kenneth Walker for Michigan State. I was unaware. But I was aware that Indiana quarterback Michael Penix will not play. Had he been available, I would take Indiana, but I will ride with the Spartans. Second game, Nebraska goes to Minnesota. Cornhuskers, a 3.5 point favorite. Scott.
Yeah, Nebraska's been playing very well as of late. Are they going to have a hangover coming off the loss to Michigan last week? And I like Minnesota at home in this one, especially just like the above game, getting 3.5 points. I'm going to roll or maybe row with the Gophers.
You didn't have to go there. But,
I did.
Nebraska is improving, but they are
whether to believe Nebraska or not.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. Yeah. I don't know whether to believe Nebraska's on the rebound or not. I like the home team here. I like the 3.5 points. But that's I'm not good on hooks lately, so we'll see. But I will take Minnesota. Dave.
Well, Nebraska is improving, but they are still finding ways to lose games. And close calls to Oklahoma, Michigan State, and Michigan. And they could have won all three of those games. Minnesota is also having problems as well, and their injury list keeps growing. Nebraska is due to get some breaks, and they should be able to win here. Give me the Cornhuskers to cover.
Wow, we've lost two games just like that, Mark.
Okay, game three, and I will bat lead off here. It is Oklahoma State at Texas. Oklahoma State getting 5.5 points. And you know what? I think that's a lot of points in this game for a matchup of two ranked teams. I do love Texas as running back, but I'm gonna take the points here with Oklahoma State. Dave.
Texas will be trying to recover from a heartbreaking defeat as they blew a 21-point lead and lost to Oklahoma. The Longhorn offense has been their strong suit. But the Texas defense allowed the Sooners 662 yards of offense. Oklahoma State comes to Austin as an underdog, having last week off. The Cowboys have lost the last two games to Texas by a one-score margin. I think Texas is still suffering from last week, and their defense makes it hard to lay the points. Give me Oklahoma State to cover.
This can't be this easy. I will wake up all of the Big 12 folks out there who claim that the league plays great defense by saying that who's worse, the Chiefs or Texas defensively. You can answer that, Spencer. Think about it for a while, though. I like Oklahoma State getting 5.5. Might not win it, but they're going to keep it close, so I'll make it a clean sweep.
Okay, game four, and Dave is batting leadoff here. We've got Kentucky at Georgia. Kentucky getting a whopping 23.5 points, Dave.
Georgia has had large point spreads to deal with all year, but they are still 5-1 against the spread. And as of late, they are looking dominant with their backup quarterback, Stetson Bennett, replacing JT Daniels. Kentucky just beat Florida and LSU in back-to-back weeks. However, playing in Athens will be a team of a different color. The Bulldogs are 18-5 the last 5 years against strong defensive teams, allowing less than 20 points per game. Some teams might present difficult matchups for Georgia, but not this week. Give me the Dogs to win and cover.
That's a lot of points. Kentucky's got good defense, too, and they tend to play lower-scoring games. I don't think Georgia has a problem winning this game, but I'll gladly take those 23.5 points. And it's not a basketball game, but I will take Kentucky in this one.
Well, Kentucky's strength is playing right into Georgia's hands, in my mind. Kentucky with a pretty strong running game. Boy, this is a tough one because you got two teams ranked in the top 11. Is number one really 23.5 better than number 11? I'm flipping a coin here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a rhetorical question.
I'm going to ride with Georgia in this one.
All right.
Game five is in Manhattan, Kansas. And Scott, you're batting leadoff here. The Iowa State Cyclones coming off a bye week, favored by 6.5 points at K-State.
Yeah, I just don't think K-State has the firepower to keep up with Iowa State. In Farmageddon 2021, coming up Saturday night, we've got it at 4:30 tomorrow on 1600 and 102.3 FM. I think Cyclones are hitting a little bit of a stride right now. I'm going to throw the 6.5, and I'm going to take the Clones to win on the road.
Seems to me that Iowa State and Kansas State often play very close games, and this little running back that Kansas State has is a big time weapon. I think it will be close, but Iowa State will win. But I'm going to take Kansas State and the points, Dave.
The Cyclones won last year in Ames, 45-0. The Wildcats have won the last six games in Manhattan, however. Iowa State's offensive line has not played as well as they did a year ago. They have struggled to control the line of scrimmage, but they have been able to run the ball. Reese Hall is averaging over 7 yards per carry in the Big 12, but Kansas State's defense is ranked seventh nationally in both rushing yards allowed and yards per rush, at 2.7. Kansas State will try to take Brees out of the game and make Brock Purdy beat them with his arm. I see this as a close, hard-fought game. Cyclones win, but Kansas State covers.
Okay, the last game is that Purdue-Iowa homecoming matchup tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium. Purdue getting 11.5 points against the Hawkeyes, and the tiebreaker is the total points in this game. And I am first. I think it's too many points. Iowa's offense has still got to prove some things to me. And Purdue's got one of the better defenses in the Big Ten. We've talked ad nauseum about Iowa's ability to create turnovers, and I think it will. I think Iowa wins this game by 11, which means I'm taking Purdue in this particular matchup, and 37 total points.
Wow.
Dave.
Iowa put itself into the college football playoff conversation last week with their win over Penn State. Defense still leads the way as the Hawkeyes lead the nation with 20 turnovers and a nation-best 16 interceptions. Iowa also leads the country in turnover margin of a plus 15. The Hawkeyes will face a Purdue team that can move the ball. They are 10th in the nation, averaging more than 325 passing yards per game. The problem for them is they've only scored 13 points in their last three games. Iowa has to find a way to find more offense, or they are going to stumble in one of these final games. Iowa is 2-6 against the spread at home the last eight games with Purdue. And Purdue is 14-1 their last 15 games on the road as an underdog of 10 or more points. Iowa wins this game, but Purdue covers the points. And give me 39 points for the tiebreaker.
39. Okay. All right, very good. Well, by virtue of the win last week, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, Iowa has entered the beauty pageant portion of the college football season, because being number two, winning just is not good enough now. Now you must win with some pizzazz. And 3- and 4-point wins over Purdue ain't going to cut it, or you're going to find yourself getting leapfrogged by some other people. I think Iowa's going to win this thing, and I think they're going to win it by about a couple touchdowns or so. I'm going to take the Hawkeyes, and I'm going to throw – I put 44 on the board. I will stick with that. I will go with 44 points for the game tomorrow.
Sounds great. Guide our listeners as to what they need to do. Dave, great talking to you again. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Need three contestants right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have won with our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, you are not eligible for 30 days. Call Ben. He'll get your name and phone number and where you are from, and then your prognosticator, you're going to hitch your wagon up to. And whoever has the best weekend, that caller we'll pick up a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. It is that simple. 319-366-1600. Give Ben a call right now. And a couple of minutes, a little bit more than 2 minutes remaining here in the program. Iowa and Purdue, you like close game, Mark. And I like it a little bit more Iowa-ish coming up for homecoming tomorrow. We'll get Spencer's take on Before the Boom coming up tomorrow, 12:30, correct, on 107.5 and 106.3, right?
Yes, sir, 12:30.
All right, looking forward to that coming up tomorrow. We did talk about the Giants last night. It was a shame it ended that way, the season. But as we mentioned, it's not the first time that a championship winner-take-all game has ended in that fashion. My question is, if you have replay, why doesn't it cover the entire gamut of the world, Mark? Why doesn't it cover that?
I can't agree with you more, really. It's a universal opinion that was that swing was checked. Now, Scherzer might have got a strikeout on the next pitch. We'll never know. But it is a shame it ended that way. I don't think it tarnishes what the Dodgers did by any means, 2-1 victory. And as our friend Rusty texted me, on to Atlanta.
Yeah, the Dodger fans are happy. The Giants fans, not so much. And I had people on both sides of the coin last night. And again, all you got to do is take a look at it. 10 seconds later, nope, didn't go. Another pitch. And that's just not the way it works out. Same thing with football. There are certain rules, certain plays you can't overturn, you can't even look at. And again, if you have replay, I just don't understand why that is the case. But at any rate, it'll be the Dodgers and the Braves, and we've got game one on all four frequencies of the American League Championship Series tonight between Boston and the Houston Astros. We'll talk about the weekend in sports coming up on Monday. Spencer, you have a great weekend. Thank you for helping out. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy to help.
And Mark, we will talk with you throughout the weekend, but we'll reconvene coming up on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a great call on CRM Live tonight.
Yep, we'll have Prairie hosting Iowa City West at 7:15. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 until 6 right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local trusted independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
At Cedar Ridge Whiskey, we're turning flyover country into bourbon country with our award-winning Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey, made with locally grown Iowa corn. Try Cedar Ridge and see how a great bourbon has emerged from the source of its most essential ingredient. Then, pick a place for it on your bar. Where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. No wonder it's Iowa's number one selling bourbon. Cedar Ridge, Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
KGYM, Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM.